VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that President Trump is praising Republicans who sided with him over a resolution condemning a statement about four Democratic congresswomen.
The president tweets the Republican vote was 187 to 4. Wow. Adding it was so great to see the party's unity. He'd earlier urged Republicans not to show weakness by falling into what he called a Democratic trap.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani. The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted the Russian delivery of its S-400 missile defense system. Ellen Lord is the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer.
The U.S. and other F-35 partners are aligned in this decision to suspend Turkey from the program and initiate the process to formally remove Turkey from the program.
U.S. officials believe NATO ally Turkey's decision to use Russian advanced radar technology could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country. The S-400 could potentially be used to target NATO jets in Turkey, including the U.S.-made F-35. The House of Representatives voted to block a resolution to impeach President Trump, effectively killing the measure for now, but not burying the issue that has divided Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 332 and the nays are 95, with one answering present. The motion is adopted.
The resolution sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of Mr. Trump after the president's recent attacks on minority congresswomen. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution. The lawyer and family of Shakil Afridi, the Pakistani physician who helped the United States track down former al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, told VOA that Afridi continues to suffer in prison under dire conditions. His defense lawyer expressed optimism that the fate of his client would be discussed during the planned meeting between President Trump and Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan. This is VOA News. On Wednesday, several civil rights groups filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule, which went into effect recently. The new rule would categorically bar asylum for migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border without applying for and being denied asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the United States. The move comes after three organizations, the American Civil Liberties Union, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the Center for Constitutional Rights, filed a lawsuit Tuesday challenging the regulation. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola epidemic in DR Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the outcome of an emergency committee meeting at WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Although the committee has declared Ebola to be a global health emergency, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says WHO does not recommend any restrictions on travel or trade.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
WHO warns insecurity due to conflict in North Kivu and Ituri provinces, as well as tepid international financial support, are main threats to stopping the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Prosecutors have dropped a case accusing actor Kevin Spacey of groping a young man at a Massachusetts bar in 2016. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Spacey was accused of getting an 18-year-old man drunk and then groping him at a Nantucket restaurant where the teen worked as a busboy. Spacey denied the allegations, and the case became crippled after the accuser invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and refused to testify about text messages that the defense claims were deleted from his phone. Previously, the accuser was ordered to present the phone as evidence, and he said it was missing. And then his mother later said that she had erased some of the files. Spacey did face accusations from other men and was written out of the series House of Cards and the film All the Money in the World. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Drug overdose deaths fell in the United States in 2018 for the first time in 20 years, according to federal officials on Wednesday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report about 69,000 deaths in 2018, compared to a little more than 72,000 the year before. Officials cite the drop in deaths from opioids as a top reason. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.